New Sigya. So we start here on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's get going with the Mishnah here. So Yoni, why don't you be the Mishnah for us? Hey, Kori Batora. So what's going on here?
If he's reading the Torah and it's not Kriya Shema comes around, in Kivan Libo, Yatsa.
What does Kivan Libo mean?
If he has Kavanah.
So what mitzvah are we talking about here in Daf Yud Gimel?
What mitzvah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you sound so uncertain?
I don't know.
Mitzvah Kishma. So Zman Kriyashma comes around, you're reading the Torah. If you have Kavanah, you're Yotze. So here the Gemara introduces the concept of Kavanah. Now this is very intuitive, right? It makes sense that actions should require some sort of intentionality. Does that sound intuitive to you?
This kind of action.
This is a general question about actions. Part of what determines an action might be the intent that motivates it, that accompanies it. We know this from Hilchos Shabbos, Machs Machshavas, Dabar Shin Miskaven, Machshin Tzicha L'Gufa, Misasek. Correct? Maybe it's worth asking, maybe it's a waste of time to ask, whether the mitzvos command, is there any reason to believe that mitzvos command actions more than thoughts? Or, right? Certain kavanos. Like what is the mitzvah, when you talk about the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, what is mitzvah being mechayev you in? Maybe some people think that mitzvahs command actions primarily. Sometimes you hear like the silly question, how could the Torah legislate emotions? Right? I don't know. Do you think that there's a presumption that the mitzvahs are commanding or legislating actions rather than thoughts? Yeah, that's one of the things that, what?
It's famous discussion.
That's not necessarily about actions versus non-actions, because that's about more the gezeiros hamelech versus something that's not gezeira based. So there's mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Is there a maisa mitzvah of Kriyat Shema that has to do with the vibrations in your vocal cords?
No, the Chmona Libavoy,
like the Tin Man.
Yeah, he would not have been asked.
I think it's an interesting question. What is the thing that the Torah is mitzvah? Is it mitzvah a certain mental state? Or is it mitzvah a certain action? Is the action bound up with a mental state? Maybe you can't have that action without having the proper mental state, right? So here the Mishnah introduces the idea of kavanah for the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. That if you're Kor Torah and you're Giyaz Manakim Kiven Libo Yatza. By the way, I guess the Mishnah itself doesn't tell us that you're Kor Torah and you're reading the Parsha of Kriyat Shema. Is it obvious to infer that from the Mishnah?
No.
Maybe this gets back to the question about Kriyat Shema and Talmud Torah, that maybe Maker Adin, you could be Yotzi Mrs. Kriyat Shema through any of the Psukim in the Torah. So long as you're mechaven for whatever it is that you're supposed to mechaven for in Kriyat Shema. Like this is the Dvar Hashem or something. Well?
Who said that? Was it anything in the Yukadah?
Shagas Aryeh. I think Shagas Aryeh had that. Ezra Shagas Aryeh. For this alone. The Mishnah could be now going back to this other discussion now about Hefzik. Right? Correct. I agree that definitely the standard way of reading the Mishnah is that it's assuming that you're reading the parshios of Shema in the Torah. Okay, so now the Gemara goes on. So now that's the Mishnah. That there's a din of kavana that's required for Kriyat Shema in Kivin Libo. We spoke several times that Kivin Libo is probably Dibur Torah B'Lashon B'nei Adam, that Libo means the mind. As opposed to the heart. It's like Chovos Lavavos, so we spoke about this. Right? Yeah. Even the metaphor that people say, like the heart versus the mind, it's a silly metaphor because nobody thinks the heart actually controls emotions. So, oh, what a big heart that person has. They mean like, oh, what a deeply emotional person or soft person. But you know, that's obviously not connected to the organ that pumps blood.
Have you seen someone try to say that every time it talks about the lab, it means you have to be emotionally machaven as opposed to mentally machaven?
I think distinctions.
Like, I've never heard. Doesn't everyone just know that lab is your mind or your?
So why do you talk about people like, why is the rub, you know, like, oh, the choshen's on the heart and the tzitz is on the. Like all those bertlach get thrown out the window.
There's still a difference between the analytical and the emotional, like the intellectual and the emotional.
There are, but I'm just but distinguishing between the moach and the lev for that.
Well, I'm saying here,
it's probably not grounded in anything.
In a line like this, even the Rav wouldn't say that it's the emotion.
Like when Shlomo asked for a lev lahavin,
would anybody say that that's just your emotional capacity?
I think for sure not. I think it's best to think of the lev as kivin libo. As of all your
but isn't it different
mind.
Isn't that really the question of why would anyone
with all of your
why would anyone ever use lave to mean anything then? Right? Think so much thought
about. Maybe they thought maybe they actually thought that the lave does the thinking. Or maybe libo is just a way of saying with all your stuff.
Yeah.
With everything. Like b'chol levav, b'chol levavcha. Yeah? Okay, so you have to have kavana. So kavana is introduced. What I want to spend time in Shir doing is trying to separate the different roles that kavana plays in different mitzvos. That's how I want this first Shir to go down. So you only want to read the Gemara. First, the comment of the Gemara, Shema Mina. What do we infer from this? What might we infer from this Mishnah about Akiva and Libo? How do we infer that from the Mishnah?
What,
I'm asking you.
How did it
in Yeah, so if you need Kavana to be Yotze the Mitzvah, that implies that Mitzvahs require Kavana. This is a major debate. Our Sugi here in Daf Yud Gimel is one of the main. Looks like you say Loki? For Mitzvahs Shichas Kavana. You also have a Sugi in Rosh Hashanah, Chaf Zayin. About Mrs. Shichas Kavana. A debate, do mitzvos require you to have intention? Take a look here at the Gemara Marshana Chav Ches for a second. Anybody get a chance to prepare that? Gemara wants to know, for example, Shochel Elavu Adishmuel, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, Shloshim Yom Kodem Pesach, Learn Hachos Pesach. So what's the halacha here, Ezra?
And even if someone forces you to eat matzah, you're yotze.
Yeah, someone forces you to eat matzah, so it sounds like you didn't have any kavana, you are yotze. That would imply something like mitzvah sin and tzrichos kavana, right? And Rava?
Well, it says that it's in the tukeh of the shir, yotze. I mean, if you're just blowing just to sing or for music, then you're
yotze. Yeah, if you're just blowing for music, you'd be yotze. I think Mar says that implies, kasava Rava mitzvahs ain tzrichos kavana. Right, and then the Gemara quotes our Brisa and Brachos as a contrary ruling. So the sugi goes back and forth whether Mitzvah Shichas Kavana or not. Okay? How does Rashi in our sugi on Daf Yud Gimel explain Mitzvah Shichas Kavana? So let's take a look. Rashi and Daf Yud Gimel. Gemara Shema Mina, go ahead, Ezra, you're reading.
Mitzvot
Shichas Kavana, Sheyeh Miskavein, L'Shem Mitzvos, particularly Rabba. Okay, so Sheyeh Miskavein, L'Shem Mitzvos. What is the content of your kavana for the question of mitzvah shichus kavana or ein shichus kavana? Kavana l'shem mitzvah. That you're doing this because, I guess, it's an obligation, it's a commandment. That's what mitzvah shichus kavana means. Just l'shem mitzvah. So I guess the idea is if someone's asking you why you're eating matzah, your answer is because it's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Yes? Somebody asks you why you're putting on tefillin, because it's a mitzvah. That's the question of mitzvah shichus kavana. If you're putting on tefillin, or you're eating matzah, if you're eating matzah because you like the taste, or if you're putting on tefillin because you like the way they look and feel, then... But not l'shem mitzvah, then you don't have the kavana that's required according to the view of Mrs. Shechus kavana. Yes.
It's not about motivation necessarily.
Shehem miskaven l'shem mitzvah. What does
that mean? That's why
you're
doing
it. It might just be that I have awareness that I'm doing mitzvah.
You're intending for mitzvah purpose. You're saying that intending itself is ambiguous.
Yeah.
Does that mean that it's my reason for acting? It's my motivation?
I like matzo, but I'm eating because I like it. I know, but then it's not. Maybe that's enough.
Right. Is it like mental awareness? Or is it the, to borrow the Kantian phrase, the thing that's determining your willing, your motivation? So which is it? Richard, which is it?
That's the
mahalo guess. What's
the mahalo guess?
Whether you're just have kavana, whether your kavana is taka to eat matzah, like Romy says, you have kavana to eat matzah. But I don't need the mitzvah edition. Should you have this unique kavana to fulfill the mitzvah? That's a machlokes in this room right now. Okay, thanks for saying nothing. You're saying it's a question. Here I think, why is it a machlokes? Why do you say it's a question?
Because my instinct, my brain short-circuits the word
machloksan. Exactly. Right. Everyone loves machloksan. Mm-hmm. Right? Everyone's always trying to fit things into machloksan. Like, ah, I'm a machlokes.
I didn't even have kavana to do that. It just
good.
Came out.
Yeah, masasa, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that Romy's making an excellent point here, which is, what does Rashi mean when he says, shehe miskaven l'shem mitzvah? Does that mean that, like, what does the word kavana mean? I take it l'chavein. Yes, is it direct? Does that mean the thing that's directing you, the thing that's like causing you to act, or does it mean just like your the mental image that you're conjuring up is one of the luchos being given at Har Sinai while you're doing the mitzvah? Romy, which one do you think it is?
I think except that I will say that the end of that Rashi sounds kind of like you're saying. But the Kasha and Tokel last year sounds like it's a
motivation.
Yeah, I think that's hard to say, but it's not our meaning. I think what that point is, I think that's conceptually strange.
What's conceptually strange?
Like, they show me doing it for purpose of mitzvah, like a weird value, I think. So.
What's a weird value?
It strikes me as strange. It's going to be like, oh, we want something that Halacha wants you to do is to be motivated by the fact that it's a mitzvah.
Okay, what? Why are you acting?
Yeah. I said, why does it matter why I'm acting as long as I'm having the proper experience or intellectual awareness or
yeah, the proper awareness of like doing it for the.
Really? I like matzah? It's like, just let me show you
something
about dominance. It's like, if I
like matzah, it's not the same.
It's
not
like
reaching the same level as if you're eating matzah because God,
why?
Whatever.
It's your duty.
Yeah.
Why is that a higher form? Why is taking out anything personal or anything individual? Why are you reacting to that?
Yeah, let's hear it.
We believe in how it is. We believe that there's a purpose for all this.
This is like Ned's Sri Deish, right? I actually mentioned this in my Matan Savionim. Mishloch Manos, he says it. But it's relevant to Matan Savionim also. I think he says the same thing. that, you know, why is there no bracha? Because it's supposed to be to facilitate reyus and fraternity. And if you say shirkashem shesavitzivanu, then the fact that you're grounding in your duty makes it detracts from the fraternity thing, right? You have that concern. There's like a classic Kantian concern, because Kant thinks that the thing that gives moral worth to your action is whether your action is determined by the motive of duty. That's a deontology in its pure sense. It doesn't matter what you're doing. What matters is whether you're justified in, you know, believing that this is your duty, and that your duty is the thing that's caught literally springing you into action.
So your duty is to become a person that exhibits rage or
sovereignty. Right, right.
It's all the problem.
Correct, correct. So it's
again,
I think that's what's bubbling beneath the surface of your question about what's wrong if you're motivated by the fact that you just like it or something like that, right?
Yeah, well, I think I'm bothered more by the exclusionary nature of the duty part of it. Like,
it doesn't have to be exclusionary. Like Kantians like to say, it could be overdetermined. You could be motivated so long as the duty is a sufficient thing to motivate your acting. It's okay that you also like the person, you know, that you're acting for.
Okay.
It could be both. Like, if you're helping the lady cross the street because it's your duty, but you also happen to, you know, feel pity for the woman, then it's okay. It still has moral worth. But this is an open question right now. I don't think we have enough data here in Rashi, although Rumi's right to point us to this formulation, Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, about Hatokeh Lashir. Hatokeh Lashir sounds like your reason. Are you blowing the shofar because you like the sound or because of your duty? Right? Because of your achiyot. Miskaven Lashem Mitzvah. Interesting.
The
shofar
thing,
it's could be different. That's true. That's true.
Because the mitzvah is the kavanah that you have while listening, not while blowing.
You could also infer Rashi's definition of mitzvah shechus kavana from the next Dior Maskil, Kivein Likros. Yoni, go back to the Gemara for a second. You're reading the Gemara for us? The Gemara said, "Shema mina mitzvichas kavana."
My inkiven libo likros.
Likros. The Gemara says, "No, you can't prove from your mitzvichas kavana, because maybe when the Mishnah says inkiven likros, it's just referring to kavana for what?"
To read the Torah.
Likros, literally to read, right? Literally to read.
Yeah.
Which Rashi then explains. So sorry, go back to Rashi. Kivein likros, aval lotes hidei mitzvah lo ba'inan shihei miskavein.
So that's what you're saying.
What?
Saying
yotzei
hidei mitzvah.
Yeah,
say it. Yeah, that's what I said first, not like...
Right, exactly. Kavana to be yotzei your mitzvah. Mitzvah tzuchat kavana means that you have in mind that you're satisfying your mitzvah obligation with this action.
Yeah.
That's the hakdara of mitzvah tzuchat kavana. Lema'it, presumably, something like misasik, right? Or you're doing an action without any awareness that it is mitzvah related.
That's a lower form than what we were talking about, at least I think.
So one second, let's be sure. So we have this very general idea of mitzvah shechus kavana right now. It seems to be a machlokas in the Gemara itself. The Gemara doesn't want to commit which is correct. The Gemara acknowledges that it's a debate. I just want to point out that there seems to be something very deep, possibly very deep, at the heart of this disagreement. What might you say lies at the center of this debate? Mitzvah shechus kavana and shechus kavana.
The thing you started with, about actions and emotions.
About actions and?
Emotions.
You say emotions, why emotions? Why not intentions?
Intentions.
Yeah, actions and intentions. Maybe it's a philosophy of action question about the relationship between actions and questions. You know, there's tons of these things about, you know, if I raise my hands and I come into contact with Ezra's head, you know, how do you describe the action? So, like, the same thing could be, like, an act of aggression, or it could be an act of, you know, affection if I'm swatting a mosquito that landed on his forehead or something like that. Protecting, act of protection, right? So the intention matters for even just defining what the person is doing, right? So it could be that. It's very possible. So maybe the idea about mitzvahs is just like this question about mitzvahs kavana. To what extent do you think that you should view actions as defined by their intentions or independent of them? That's one possibility. But it could be something also deep about the nature of mitzvahs. Does the significance of mitzvahs generally, or at least a certain subset of mitzvahs, if you distinguish between classes of mitzvahs, does the significance lie in the mental state that the action generates or gives you an occasion to conjure? Or does the significance of the mitzvah simply lie in the performance, in the activity that the mitzvah, commands?
Are you saying that, like, are the mitzvahs just trying to make us better people, or do they actually, like, have value in each and every action?
I'm definitely not saying that. I don't think so.
Meaning, what I'm saying is,
whatever it is that mitzvahs are trying to do, are they trying to frame certain mental states?
That's what I'm saying. Making someone a person who would never kill.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily, or making someone a person who would naturally give tzedakah. It won't be necessarily that every single time you get...
Well, tzedakah is a good example, right? So when in tzedakah, is the mitzvah trying to distribute resources to people in need?
Yeah.
In which case you might say, you know, who cares? Kavana, no kavana. What's important is that the action be satisfied, the activity of the resource redistribution, reallocation. Or is it... create some sort of mental effect of whether that mental effect is something like to make you a more virtuous and generous person, or for you to feel the commit, like subservient to the Borei Olam, that we don't have to get into. Since it's your question about making you a better person or whatnot. But you could see, does the concept of a mitzvah by definition, or by itself, ipso facto, entangle in its concept the notion of the mental intentionality, meant the intention. If you ultimately say Tzichas Kavana, then you may be saying something like, no, like the Torah is really just trying to get the trains to run on time and on certain tracks.
It might just mean it's not mandated.
Right, but it means that there's some element of the rutzon of the system that's satisfied simply by undergoing the activities. Even if you undergo the activity as an automaton. Or do you believe that the significance of the mitzvos lies in the... what they stimulate in the mind? Something like that. Or in how the mind determines the actions, you know, something in that mental sphere. So we see a difference. It seems like a very important, possibly a very, very fundamental debate. Richard,
yeah,
you look for Lauren.
Under the Rambam's view, doesn't it depend upon the type of...
Which Rambam? The Rambam of the Mor Nebuchim, or the... Where's Leif? Leif sent out that very interesting article. Wasn't that interesting article? No?
Yeah, there was Leif.
There's one Rambam.
Well, the Rambam and his Haldamah for the Mishnah Torah. Under the Rambam's view, it doesn't depend on what type of mitzvah it is. Like mitzvahs ava are intended to induce mental states.
Okay, so great. It might depend on which mitzvah you're talking about. 100%. In which case, it's very intuitive that you should distinguish between different classes of mitzvahs for the question of mitzvahs kavana and mitzvahs kavana. I mean, there's no one right answer. You'll distinguish between different classes of mitzvos,
yeah,
depending on what the telos of that class is. That's the Gemara. That's the problem with the Gemara in general. You know, the Gemara. Shout out to Rumi. You know, the Gemara never doesn't quite offer that level of subtlety. So it's just kind of the way Mars gave me these general principles, like, hey, here's something to be aware of. There's this tension, you know, conflict about how you think of mitzvos, and here are some brisos that bear on it. But some Rishonim explicitly, the Rambam amongst them, or at least the way many Achronim understand the Rambam, is that, like Richard said, that he actually does distinguish between different sets of mitzvos with respect to Tzuchus Kavanah and Tzuchus Kavanah. I don't know if it's going to work out perfectly along Richard's lines, which is look if it's a Sefer Abba or Sefer Nezikin, you know, halacha. But it definitely the notion that there's no one, it's not an answer, yes or no, but it's Mitzvah Kavanah, it depends which mitzvah you're talking about, that seems to be the Rambam's view.
Right.
That
looks at like the telos of the mitzvah, whereas with something like Shema, you could say something like, I mean, what Chaim says, probably what Ashba says, where like the mitzvah itself is to have Kavanah. And with tefillah, and we can't be davening without some sort of kavanah.
We don't know the Rashba yet. Hold up on the Rashba.
All right, but that's different than saying that. Oh well, the point of the mitzvah is to induce a mental state. Like that's distinct from saying that the mitzvah can't exist without the mental state, right? Like, that's a different type of distinction.
Possibly, yeah, possibly.
The mitzvah is to have a mental state versus
the mitzvah to
bring
about is to induce a mental state.
I'm saying when you think of a theory of mitzvahs. Like what is the system attempting to accomplish with mitzvos? You might say, speed limits, taxes. You know, what matters is that the action is performed in the right way. Because when it's performed in the right way, the roads are safe and the government is funded. There's no kavana, you know, lotzei sidei chovas, the treasuries, obligation in paying taxes, or lotzes, the highway patrol's rutzon in abiding by the speed limit. Because what matters is that the society looks a certain way and the activities are regulated in the right way. One could say that's what matters for mitzvos.
But wouldn't what matters mean? Maybe the whole point of yatsa, lo yatsa, is just saying you have to do the get by. The minimum requirement, but doesn't mean that that's what like the ideal performance of the mitzvah is.
Okay, but I'm not the old
mitzvah.
So then just distinguish between the purpose of the mitzvahs and the purpose of the ideal performance of mitzvahs. Right? So I'm posing the question about mitzvahs baseline. What are they here to do?
And where something like Lucros fall in
between,
like,
or Kavanah Likros?
Yeah, like, I guess it's not, like, something like Mitzvah Likros or the Shein Mitzvah is a very, like, meaning to Babuke and Misasik, or it's a very low bar of mindset.
You could imagine a gift.
A gift?
A gift. You buy someone a gift to show them that they're very important to you. If you do that without Kavanah, it presumably means a lot less, right? Because there the intent is bound up with the action, right? So like if you told your wife that you bought this gift for the escort that you were hanging out with the night before, and it was a mistake that you gave it to your wife, then you could see why the gift giving has no value, right? Where like the significance of it is like the kavana that it was bought, like the shame her, etc.
Okay.
Right? You agree?
Sure.
So you can see that distinction there. Which one of these is mitzvos? Maybe the purpose of mitzvahs is to tap into a certain mental state.
I'm just saying the example of Likros Kriyat Shema or the Shein Kriyat Shema, those would just, in terms of the frame that you're suggesting right now, you would have...
Well, Likros right now is just a way of saying that Einan Tzrichas Kavana. So there's nothing special about Kavana Likros.
No. Well, we're saying right now goes to the next line for Kavana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right now we're just in Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana land. Good.
You're changing the, It's just a low bar of mindset.
What do you mean, low bar of the mindset?
It's just a very low form of, like, you have to, the intent to do the mitzvah.
Intend, or
that, I'm saying the that you
according to Rashi's second formulation, lo tesi dea mitzvah.
Okay. Then, according to in terms of the framing you just suggested, it would fall on the side that focuses on mindset, but it's a pretty basic thing. You just need to know that you're doing mitzvah, basically.
Or be motivated by mitzvah. Right. Very, very simple. You don't like that?
No, I don't like it. I just think it's important to...
You need kavana to miyached the shechina?
No, I don't think you need to. I just think it's important to point out that that's like not a particularly ambitious...
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm not saying it to be sorry, but I just think it's important because a whole thing of mitzvah is kavana often is like treated like very serious, high order of things. Sometimes
basic things can be serious. It's basic, but it's serious. No?
I don't mean that serious. I really mean not ambitious, that's all. I just didn't think that matters.
Yeah, it's very elementary.
Yeah.
Can we all agree with that? That Mitzvah Shechus Kavana, it's an elementary type of Kavana, just a Shem Mitzvah. Every child could have that. Maybe if you ask the more Maimonideans, they'll say, well, you have to know what a Mitzvah is, to know what a Mitzvah is, you have to know what the Mitzvah is, to know what the Mitzvah is, you have to... know everything to know what the mitzvah is not, and then it gets a little more ambitious. So you could, if you want to go in that direction, you go in that direction.
I don't.
Even if you don't want to, you still could. So there's a way to make it a little more robust. Is that?
Kavana
liquors is literally because they're just trying to explain. If you hold mitzvah, does the Mishnah, does the Stam Mishnah paskin? So I miss that implies Mitzvah Shechus Kavana. The Gemara says, no, it just means Kavana Likros as opposed to Kavana Lagia.
You're not thinking about Mitzvah at all, you're just reading.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's in Kivan Likros. That's all the Mishnah means. As opposed to Kivan Lagia. What's Kivan Lagia? It's like when you're writing a Sefer Torah, you're not having in mind to.
You still need to have some sort of.
Like when I write Safras, I'm like, oh, what a great opportunity to learn Megillas Esther, to learn Megillas Rus, to learn Chumash Bereishis. It's one of the reasons why I like it. But for a lot of Sofrim, like their mind can be totally elsewhere.
But they're not discussing in Magia. That's just a different activity.
Yeah, they're just Magia. But when you're Magia, it has nothing to do with, you don't even know what the letters are. You're just looking at the Tzuras Osios.
Yeah.
Right? That's the Mishnah saying, look at. The Mishnah, the Gemara saying what the Mishnah meant is that you're intending to read. Less than that wouldn't work. What exactly intending to read means, that's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. We're going to hold off on Rashi and Tosfos for now. Fine. We can look at Rashi and Tosfos for now. Let's look at it quickly. Rashi, Bekori Logia, Esla Sefer, Emyesh Botos, Dafil Lekriya Namila Miskavin. Right? So what's a case where your Kori Lagia, which you, even if you'll miss this Inam Tzichas Kavana, you wouldn't be Yotze. If you are scanning. You're scanning.
I mean, not scanning, you are reading.
Scanning,
you're not.
If you don't
come on
to do the
Maisa
Mitzvah,
I feel the Kriya Namila Miskavi, not even reading.
You're still reading. You're not just looking over the words.
Really? Or maybe
mm-hmm.
Maybe you're just eyeballing them.
You're still considered a Kori, you're still reading.
Let's see. Toisvis objection. Tema. Akati Haka Kori, you're still reading.
Yeah. Thank you.
Or are you? Al Kin Nira. Bekori Lagia Sheino Kori Atevos Ke Hilchisan. Uchinikudasan Ela Kichsivasan Kari Kde Lohavin Bechaseros Viaseros. So the point is you're not reading them properly. Right? So like you wouldn't be like the way most people read today. It's terrible. The thought is you're not reading them properly. That's the claim here. And then, even if you hold mitzvah and tzuchas kavanah, even so, like, the big picture idea for our purpose now is that even if you hold mitzvah and tzuchas kavanah, there's a level if you fall below which you are not even doing the activity of reading in the right way. So let's just call that for now this idea of, like, you fail to satisfy the bar of the maisa. There's a maisa kriya that's required, and without a certain level of activity, I don't want to say kavana even, you're not doing kriya properly. So even if it's kavana, you wouldn't be yotze. Fair? Maybe Rashi and Tosos are disagreeing exactly what that level is.
It's sort of like a simple distinction, right? Like you have kavana to do the mitzvah, but you have kavana to do the action without thinking, oh, I'm doing a mitzvah right now. See, you don't even have kavana to do the action.
Right, but I just think
he's not.
Right, I just don't want to get into kavana land, that's all.
The whole point is that if there's any sort of kavana whatsoever to read, then you know, this has to be a problem.
Just think about a bad Baal Kriya.
What?
Think about a bad Baal Kriya. There's the, I don't know.
I'm a terrible.
Yeah. There's a point of badness below which he's not reading.
So you can still have kavana and be a bad Baal Kriya.
Right, that's my point. That's what I'm saying.
That's the point. It's not a dinin kavana.
That's all I'm saying. Like, there's a certain point at which the maisa doesn't meet the minimum requirements for being a maisa kriya. That's the... Okay, but that's a bit of a side issue for us right now. The main issue that I want us to stay focused on is this question of mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. In tzrichas kavanah, at least Rashi thinks it's about kavanah lates yidea mitzvah. That's Rashi Divrei Maskil Kivein. In his positive thing, he says, she miskavein l'shem mitzvos. There's a bit of an asymmetry here in Rashi, if you notice, right? The asymmetry is whether it's miskavein l'shem mitzvah, ain't a miskavein l'shem mitzvah, which is one way of thinking about it, versus lotzeis yidea mitzvah. I would have said that the best, probably the right formulation that Rashi had in mind, actually not clear. Ava lotzeis yidea mitzvah, lo ba'inan sheyeh miskavein. He's just saying that he doesn't have to have kavana lotzei shidei mitzvah, or does
that's
he mean that?
That's the kavana we were talking about before. It has to be.
Or does he mean to fulfill the mitzvah, you don't need to be miskavein?
No, you don't have to be miskavein
lotzei shidei mitzvah to be yotzei. Do you think so? Or is it aval lotzei shidei to satisfy the mitzvah, comma lo ba'inan sheyeh miskavein?
Maybe.
No, but shouldn't have been the hay from a mitzvah? In order to be
yotzei
ha
mitzvah,
why do they have to be yotzei ha mitzvah? What's the hell you're on? Is lotzei ha mitzvah the content of the kavana, or is it just the dependent clause introducing lo ba'inan sheyeh miskavein?
Does it make a difference?
Is it in tension with the Rashi line earlier, where Rashi there says the content of the kavana of manda mitzvah's kavana is miskavin l'shem hamitzvos.
That's the point of the sign of the Gemara to show that you don't need that. Whatever the previous line of kavana was, you don't need it.
No, but
wait, that's how we're trying to
hang out here.
But but then you should just negate kavana l'shem mitzvos. Rashi here, but there's an asymmetry I'm pointing out between kavana l'shem mitzvah versus kavana lotzei yidea mitzvah.
What is the next clause? It's not that
lo b'yin she'im kavanah. It's lo b'yin she'im kavanah. The kavanah of the Torah. The kavanah of the kavanah
is the Torah. I have a lot to say. Mitzvah.
What? The content of the kavanah is the Torah.
Do you understand what our problem is?
No.
No, because no.
Two ways to read this Rashi.
Right. When it says about lo b'yin she'im mitzvah. Lo be'ina che miskave. Read that, translate in English, the first part.
To
satisfy your obligation.
Lo be'ina che miskave.
So that's number two instead of the second
one. Right, the second way of reading it.
Yeah.
Which is consistent with the first Rashi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. A different way of reading it is, I think, Ezra, did you read this, Rashi?
Yes, that's
not Ezra. Was the Rashi saying that l'madar mitzvah is kavana, you kavana lotzei sidei mitzvah. Like, kavana to fulfill your obligation.
Well, I'm starting to come around in the second.
Right.
It looks crazy.
Well, I just didn't see it. Yeah, I didn't see it either, but it seems to be there.
Because don't have a lot of mitzvah, comma. I hate that Barilan puts in commas, right? But I had to put one here. I have a lot of mitzvah, comma, lobina shemus gavin.
The next phrase, I don't understand.
It can make sense both ways.
How are you reading it? You need the next phrase.
You don't need shemus gavin, lot of mitzvah.
Yeah, you need. It's always in contrast. Either way, it's in contrast. It's in contrast no matter what.
What is the non-net way of reading this? Of reading Rashi?
That's not, it's telling you what kavana you don't need.
You don't need the kavana lattes. Why are you telling me that? You just told me that the kavana you would have needed is the same mitzvah, so that's the theory or not.
You don't need kavana lattes. You don't need kavana lattes to the mitzvah.
It's the rejection.
Right.
It's not. What's the content of the kavana mandar mitzvah's kavana? According to the first way of reading it, mm-hmm. it's the kavana is kavana latzei sidei mitzvah.
As opposed to
latzei sidei mitzvah, you don't need kavana l'shem mitzvos.
Oh.
There you go. Welcome.
See the issue? Yeah, good.
I never would have read it that way.
You never would have read that it's kavana latzei sidei mitzvah.
But latzei sidei mitzvah, lo ba'in shem is kavana at all. You're saying that would be close to Torah. I mean, doesn't that just, you know, you're saying you need
no, because the second half is either way.
It's going to be Safari of Paskins the first way.
That point,
do they? Where is Safari?
The point of this line is to show how you don't need a higher level Kabbalah, you just need a Kabbalah of Kriya.
Right. Doesn't that come out?
But what's the higher level of Kabbalah you don't need?
Let's say you didn't.
Or is it not the
same?
Right.
Okay. No, now you're reading it Ezra's way.
It's
read it Ezra's way.
No, it's the only
effort. That's different. No, you don't
understand the distinction. Yeah, can you at least understand?
Is Rashi saying, here's two ways of reading Rashi in English. To fulfill the mitzvah, you don't need kavana. That's one way. The other way is saying, you don't need kavana. You don't need kavana lattes to have mitzvah.
Yeah.
But either way, Rashi's explaining the first way in the Gemara.
Yes, it's not trying to
why is Rashi because we reject that, but by, it still tells us what mitzvah suyus kavana, what that means. It doesn't mean l'shem mitzvah, it doesn't mean latzis.
What's Rashi sheet that means suyus kavana?
That's what I'm saying.
What's the content of your kavana? Mandamar mitzvah suyus kavana. What are you mechaving? That you're doing this l'shem mitzvah, or you're doing this latzis to the mitzvah?
I don't think it's something.
Wait, so
that's a non-Ezra way.
Yes.
What would the distinction
to Rashi say, meaning to fulfill the mitzvah,
you don't
need
back to the first.
Yes, but I don't think it's something in the second one, but I do think that that is the content of the mitzvah as described in the first one.
Yes. So therefore,
you're saying Miskavin the Shem mitzvah
is the
same as
Lotse.
What would the
difference
be?
Meaning on the net way reading,
the
Shem
mitzvah
is like the purpose.
It's
supposed
to be Yotze the mitzvah.
You should have the heart when you read Matzah.
You're
going
to
say
the
business
of the Okay, I'll give you an easy enough.
What is the distinction between the Shem Mitzvah and
Latzeis? Well, here's an interesting, easy enough. You have lots of cases, like especially in the first Sugya about Zmanim. You dive in with the Tzibur, not having Kavana Latzeis, right? But then you get your Smichas Gula the Tefillah with your early Mariv, right? Is that coherent? So you might say, once you're mechaven l'shem mitzvah, that's already your kiyum mitzvah, right?
But you're mechaven is a different mitzvah. Either you're mechaven to the yotzei the mitzvah bizmano, or just.
But that's assuming that this yotzei the mitzvah thing is relevant.
Why would it not? I mean, isn't that. I don't understand. But, like, either. I'm saying, either it's Lashem mitzvah, in which case you have kavanah that I'm doing a mitzvah, or it's latzeh sedeh mitzvah, in which case you have kavanah.
Latzeh, you're doing a Lashem mitzvah without kavanah, latzeh sedeh mitzvah. Happens all the time. I'm reading Megillah because people need me to lane, but I at Shkia, but I want to be yotze at Seis, so I'm not on a kavanah latzeh sedeh mitzvah.
That's
what you
would
then be.
You have kavanah
latzeh. You have kavanah to do the mitzvah. Like, do you think it's
about
and then listening anyway because you have kavanah to do the mitzvah, even though you're not yotze the mitzvah?
Right. You got lots of cases where you want to do that.
But then don't we just say you haven't done the mitzvah?
Who's we say?
Common parlance.
I don't know, it depends. I think it would depend on the sugya. Okay, so we can leave that with an open question. So that's one open question. What exactly is the content of Manda Amar, Mrs. Shuk's Kavana?
I'm still confused what the distinction is between the shame, mitzvos, and latzes.
What's your tongue? Tom, I know you're confused about it also, but Tom, what the difference would be.
So, basically, there are times when we want to know whether... Basically, the theory here is you can do a mitzvah without having to run it to be yotzei the mitzvah. As in...
let's say you're at Kiddush and you want to make Kiddush to be yotzei someone else, but you know that you're going to make Kiddush later and you want that to be yotzei yourself.
Right.
Can you even do that?
It's a whole din. But I'm saying, last times you have it, in the first Rabbeinu Yonah about... You daven, the kahila is davening ma'ariv early, right? Or you sfiras omer, like the mechaber, it talks about this. If you're saying sfiras omer at shkia, you should say with the tzibur, but have kavana that you're really going to be do it after tzitz kochaven.
So you say you're having kavana on the shade until sfiras omer,
right?
Not
latzeis, correct?
Can you say that words though? Like, what's the distinction?
One is to discharge your obligation. Kavana to discharge, to satisfy your obligation, to make good. And the other is that you're having kavana to do a commandment, a thing that is a commandment, as opposed to...
Right, see, the idea is not supposed to be translated, because mitzvah just means obligation, right, a commandment.
Uh-oh.
So, if you think a mitzvah is an obligation, then you're basically saying...
No, that's not true, because you could have obligations, but not to discharge it,
right,
not to satisfy it.
Literally, how do you discharge an obligation without discharging an obligation? As in, how do you fulfill an obligation without fulfilling the obligation?
Well, you could do an obligation without discharging it.
Is that grammatically like coherent to do an obligation?
You could do a command without discharging the command. Yeah.
Right. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean that.
You're commanded to do something. You do the thing that you're commanded to do. Oh, but I didn't discharge my obligation to do it. Right, like
what I was
saying.
Okay, that's the whole distinction. You need to have a certain intent in order
to
discharge.
So you could have intent
to
give
mitzvot,
but you can't
have intent latzeis. Like, that doesn't seem to, like...
What
if you had negative kavanah?
Recognize
that.
So then you have negative kavanah, you don't have kavanah l'shem mitzvot. Like, no?
Hey,
you know.
What? What are you doing there? What does he say? What does
he say?
What
does
he
say?
What
does he say?
Clearly.
And he says, Rashi, right? So, here. Here's Rashi, where are we?
In Dilkushan.
Okay.
Okay. I
love to say Sidney Mitzvah,
Lobajan
Shin's Kavanah. Just added a hey.
Wait.
All I did was added a hey idea.
That was Rowan's point.
Yeah. Just added the hey idea.
It's the same words.
Everything you read in my Rashi, except for the hey idea, which takes us not there.
There's no hey. It's the same thing. About
let's
say mitzvah, it's literally the same words.
Read it again.
About let's say today mitzvah lo ba'ina shehei mitzkari elo the cross b'torah.
There's just a
comma in Rashi.
Oh, is that they put? Is that it?
It's very good. There's no difference.
Wait, there is a comma there or there's no comma?
No comma.
It's about it. It's like he's quoting Rashi. It's not.
That's right.
The
comma is...
The comma doesn't say anything.
Wait, there is a comma or there's no comma?
He's just quoting Rashi.
What?
There is a comma. It shows you how much the comma biases people.
Wait, there is no comma in our Rashi.
No comma.
All right, no commas.
It's not. That was not
right. Okay. Time Chaim Soloveitchik says that the Or Zeruah is a good quoter. I mean, some Rishonim, when they quote other Rishonim, they abridge, they change. Or Zeruah, he quotes.
Yeah, he quoted it.
Yeah. That's it's true here. All right, so two lingering questions here in the Sugya. Number one is, what's the content of the Kavana, Lata Yisudeh Mitzvah versus the Shei Mitzvah? How important is that distinction? That's number one. Number two is the Rumi issue. Is this about a mental state that you have, just awareness that this is a mitzvah? Or is this that the obligation mitzvah thing is what's determining your action? Right? It's the thing that's moving you to act. Okay, so we're going to have a lot more to say about this. Now, turn to, look at Rabbeinu Yonah for a second on Brachos Daf Vav. Have here on the bottom of page 6. It's amazing how influential Rabbeinu Yonah is as a Rishon and as a Posek. In Brachos here, so many of these of these discussions are so influential later on.
He's very thorough.
Yeah, very comprehensive. Okay, so he talks about Pasach, B'decham, Rabbisim, B'deshachar, which you saw in the Gemara. Right, if you start off thinking it's morning, Shacharis, and you know, the Chasim is evening, and vice versa. So he talks about Mitzvah Kavana. So he says like this. Ach, B'shach Kavana, so ha'isul l'varech, B'tos, al-yayin, ma'bikach, Hare nases ha-mitzvah, u-mitzvahs enon tzrichos kavana. So he says, let's say you started off thinking that you're going to make a bracha X, but then you got it right. So he says, maybe you should say, mitzvahs enon tzrichos kavana. So who cares what your intention was when you started saying Baruch Atah Hashem? Then he quotes the Rif as paskening, l'fim ha-she pasak ha-rif, the mitzvahs tzrichos kavana asi shapir. If you hold like the Rif, who he thinks Paskin is Mitzvah's Kavana, then you can make sense why Pasach with the Chamra, Vesim, with the Shachra, etc. Is an issue. The Mishim Hachamin and Basar Psicha is Linan, Shalon is Kavin Lavarech al Shechar, Velo Yatza, the Mitzvah's Kavana. Omnam, Rabino Haigom, Zechorn Lavrach, of a Harbi Menam Farshim Paskin, the Mitzvah's Einon Tzvich's Kavana. He's pointing out this is machlokas in the Rif and the Rav Haigon, but how you paskin on this question. We'll have more to say about it. I'm just introducing you. It's a major debate amongst the Rishonim and the Gonim. And some people think that there's basis to distinguish between different classes of mitzvah. So here's an example. If you're like Rav Haigon, that mitzvah and tzichas kavana, how do you make sense of this issue of pasach b'dechamra v'seim b'deshachra? So he says, V'yesh Lamar. Anybody get this Rabbeinu Yonah in preparation? Romy, go for V'yesh Lamar. Yeah. So it's a very important distinction here. What factually, what's the distinction between what two sets of mitzvos? Yeah, Devar Sheyesh Bo Maisa and things that are Tluya Ba'amira Bilvad. So pure verbal type mitzvos versus action based mitzvos. You need mitzvos Tzrichos Kavana for the verbal ones. Now, what's the reason for that? What's the thesis?
Because your ma'aseh is your kavanah. If you do the actions in a way that shows that you have a sufficient...
Yeah, so notice that it doesn't seem to be anything deep, this distinction. It almost has to be... It almost... He says that some ma'aseh are b'makom kavanah. When he says, b'davar sheyesh ma'aseh, ha'ma'aseh hu b'makom kavanah.
Because if you're taking a lulav, obviously you're taking a lulav for the mitzvah.
Maybe.
No, that he's lowered the standard of what kavana needs to be. Well,
yeah, I think right. I think he's trying to say kavana is just like a way of being magdir, giving like the dibur chashivas. So an action has chashivas in and of itself, but dibur.
That's what I said, because you're saying that the action.
action, you're presuming the action had, oh, well, if you pick it up, pick up lula, you must do it with the shame lula.
Right.
That's not what we're saying. The point is, think lula is enough.
It's a philosophy of action point. He's saying like actions kind of carry intrinsic. Either,
that's
no, that's
not.
That's
no, 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 not because they indicate some other intentionality outside of themselves, but the mice.
I think he's trying to say the actions lend a certain amount of prestige to themselves, something like that.
It's like if you think lulu, you're doing the.
Didn't he say like a mirror? The whole point of a mirror is to express.
No, like
you're
done. So you don't.
Right. Let's see. I think what he's trying to say is that Amira is really like an internal state, and then the thing that makes it more objective is the kavana that accompanies it. Sha'amira he believe, she'ena mechavin ba'amira, ve'ena osa meisa. Nimsa kmi.
Sorry. Also believe, so it's not shy to like meisa. It's like you need it by amira because the word is also believe. Like kavana is not a tangible thing either.
No, it's like a philosophical language point that the intentionality is what distinguishes the words from gibberish. It's the same thing as saying that you can't have the maisa mitzvah without the kavana. That's the whole point of the mitzvah.
I think you're making it too fundamental. To me, this sounds almost like your first point that it's gibberish if you didn't intend. If your mouth is spewing things that you're not intending to spew, then you're not speaking. You're like the monkeys and the typewriters who just get lucky and produce Anna Karenina. That's the thought here. So like if your vocal cords are vibrating and they somehow fall on someone's ear, the waves fall on someone's ear, and the ear hears the waves as coherent speech, that's just a fortuitous free coincidence. For speech to be coherent as an activity, it must be intentional.
But isn't that true for action? Some actions also, like you're saying, like a gift, let's say, or that would be a real action.
Sounds like he wants to say for whatever. I think everything I just said is empirically unsound.
Okay.
Exegetically, that seems to be the best reconstruction of what Rabbeinu Yonah's words mean.
Do you disagree with me?
I think so.
Why do you think it's
unsound?
Well, I don't know what it means for Maisa to be Makom Kavana. You know, you could absent-mindedly pick up a lulav.
It's an aggregate.
I know. I'm sorry. So I don't think it means that. Right. But for mitzvahs tluyos b'amira b'vad, v'adet tzricha kavana she'amira he believe, u'ch'she'ena mechavin b'amira ve'ena osa maisa, nimtza k'mishlo osa shum davar me'a mitzvahs. You know, if you're just verbing, you're just speaking, it's as if you haven't done anything.
That's why I think the second thing I said.
You're just trying to say mira believe, meaning it's got to be.
I think exegetically the first point is closer to what he's saying, but I think in terms of sense, the second thing, the idea that you can't have all the mitzvot shein b'amira are intended, that cannot exist without the intention. As in, the amira is functionally pointless without the intention behind it.
Something along those lines. I it's hard to parse together exactly what distinction you're trying to draw. For today, let's suffice with saying that he's drawing a distinction with respect to the psak of mitzvot tzichos kavana between action-based mitzvot that are in tzichos kavana, because the maisa is makom kavana, and verbal ones that do require kavana. So it's two different sets of mitzvot. Okay? Everybody good with that for now? Just that distinction?
Just in terms of like ritual, for the brachos, isn't this question assuming that the shame mitzvah is referring to the shame this particular mitzvah? I mean, couldn't it be that the shame mitzvah is just like, I'm doing this because it's my duty?
The Shem HaMitzvah?
Yeah. Like, what, I mean, isn't that an assumption that he's bringing to this question that he...
Right, you're talking about Yona, or...?
Yeah. I mean, his question is, like, oh, how do you have, you know, if you have Kavanah for the wrong bracha, how do you be Yosef, Mitzvah's Kavanah? But if the Kavanah that you need is just that it's a duty in general, I mean, then you... They didn't realize you would have that Kavanah. Even if it's
a great point. So I take it you're saying that clearly Rabbi Yona is thinking about Mitzvah Shichus Kavanah. He's defining the content of the Kavanah differently from Rashi.
Well, so correct? Rashi. I mean, Rashi might even be in the same context, but I guess, mm-hmm. You know, I mean,
let's say it's like particular, but even for Kriyat Shema, it's complicated because let's say you said, I have Kavana for Mitzvah Kriyat Shema. Does that have to be Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis versus Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis? Who said?
Right.
Does everybody see Zeth's point?
No. It's just
Zeth's point is that if Mitzvah Shichus, if all Mitzvah Shichus Kavana implies is the non-ambitious, to borrow Rumi's formulation, proposition that you have to have Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah, how does Mitzvah Shichus Kavanah or Eina Shichus Kavanah bear on this issue of Pasach v'dechamra v'siyam v'shachara? Or Pasach, you know, Adaita for Birchas Kriyat Shema of Shacharis and Yechlos and Birchas Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis? So yeah, you're mechavin l'shem mitzvah. Well, lots of yisidei mitzvah. Why am I saying Baruch HaTah Hashem? Because the Rabbon Shalom commanded me.
Oh, that's like saying what if I had the Kavanah l'shem Kriyat Shema as we're getting the Gila, l'shem mitzvah.
Well, Zev's point is that's all. Pash Pshah and Rashi is all you need is Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah.
I don't think that's
Rashi.
No,
that's Pshah.
I don't think that's
Rashi.
I didn't say that.
Why
did
you say
Rashi?
I think that's a crazy assumption.
Rashi says, so you hit Shem is Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah.
Right, right. No, I'm
saying it's Rashi. L'Shem Mitzvah, meaning you're doing this because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you and not to impress your friends, or not because...
talking about an abstract case of...
So
could be.
Maybe
right.
There's a bare bone Kavanah and it applies to everything.
Maybe.
So
maybe. Maybe. Okay.
You're also wearing new balance.
That's what we said from the beginning. Yeah, we're in the same boat.
Yeah,
we're in the same boat. Yeah, wow. The dominant.
Should I get a pair?
Tomorrow we could wear Adidas.
I guess we are wearing new balance. We're doing shoes.
Not black ones.
Mine are not so Rabbanish.
They're not. Yeah, they're very much not Rabbanish.
Mind me to send you a picture of a D on the plane. We had like seats that were not together. So there's
good
like,
move. You away from your harasser family.
Basically, yeah. So it was a mob scene getting into Ben Gurion, and we were like one of the last people in line. And so there weren't so many seats left on the plane. So we get there, and one of our seats is like a single seat, like in the middle, with like two huge chassidim, like sitting on either side. No, so I turn to Noam, and I'm like, Noam, you want to sit there? Noam's like super skinny. He's like, I'm not sitting there. He's like, you don't want to sit there. So I'm like, oh, put Adi there.
Put Adi by yourself?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's three.
That's
crazy.
Well, I was behind her. I was one seat behind her, and then there's like that cabin thing where they prepare like the meals and stuff, and then there was like everyone else three seats with like extra leg room.
So you also had a middle seat.
Well,
you
also I also had a middle seat.
Oh, middle seat sucks.
But Dee was totally fine. She was like,
we should do the whole plane, right? Watch movies.
She didn't last there the whole time, but she was there for a takeoff. But she's like, so you have this great picture of like Adi like smiling with these like two huge guys.
Yeah. Even they weren't upset sitting next to her.
Ah, they're so sweet. There, one of them was like offering her wafers. He gave her wafers, and then he saw that I was looking. He's like, oh, I'm sad there. And then he. Anyways.
They didn't complain about sitting next to a girl.
Ah, she's so peppy. Okay, so that's one level of Kavanah that I want us to. Just think about. Now, here's a second level of Kavanah that's more exotic. So let's look at this famous thesis of the Bach. Are you guys familiar with Bach's thesis? So let's take a look at this tour in two places, Bach and Simin Ches, in Or HaChaim and Tafresh Chaf Hei. What?
Yeah, where the Torah says you need Kavanah.
Yeah, that, there are some cases where...
I thought it was the Torah's Kiddush, but mine you do.
The Torah or the Torah?
Oh, no, thanks.
Well, the Torah says it. I mean, the Torah says it.
Right.
All the Torah is doing is saying, hey, you should have this Kavanah when you do the mitzvos. Right? So, Neb, why don't you read it? V'yichavin... So the Torah says, when you put on your tzitzis, you should have in mind that you're doing this kidei shenizkor called mitzvosa of la'asosa. So part of your kavana b'shas atifas ha-tzitzis, atifas ha-talis, is kavana lizkor kala mitzvos manas la'asosa, which is just the language of the psukim in Vayomer. So the Bach says, you don't have to read the whole thing, but his point is that, look, in Parshas Tzitzis, it's what Midbar Tesvav, it says, Laman Tizkuru. So this is an important point. Right. So the Torah just says you should have this Kavanah. The Bach adds that for these mitzvahs, yeah, Iker ha-mitzvah v'kiyuma tuluya b'kavanasa. So for these mitzvahs, the kavana is more central to the mitzvah than it is for other mitzvahs.
Because
of
the Torah meant.
So let's, yeah. Sheikhavin. Kiim. But I think it's just his version of mitzvah shikhas kavana.
That is
right, there's other mitzvos called Shar Kala Torah Kula, Shar Mitzvah Sheva Torah. It suffices to have Mitzvah Shichas Kavana, which for him amounts to She'ose HaMitzvos L'Shem Hashem Shetziva Ose La'Sosam, which is just a version of what Rashi said in the first Dibur Maskal on Dafi Gimel. Right, you're Ose Kavana, that you're Ose Mitzvah Hashem. However, for tefillin, for tzitzis, for sukkah, where the Torah specifies l'man yedu d'raseichem, l'man tizkuru, l'man tiyat hashem b'ficha, the Torah is saying there's an added level of kavana that's required beyond the mitzvah shichas kavana, and this is like a kind of a teleology of the mitzvah. Like you have to be aware of the purpose of what the mitzvah is trying to facilitate. So for sukkah, the man yidu d'raseichem, keep a sukkah so shafi es b'nei Yisrael.
But he doesn't think it's ma'akev, right?
What?
He doesn't think it's ma'akev.
Ma'akev what?
Being yotzei the mitzvah.
It's ma'akev being yotzei this aspect of the mitzvah, maybe. You want to know whether you could check off your yeshiva basukkah checkbox if you didn't have this kavana? You could do half a check. Is that what you're going to say? Yeah. Or maybe the mitzvah has two checks, two boxes.
Myself and
Kavanah. Right. Why isn't it counted as a separate mitzvah?
No.
Ayin Shoresh.
I didn't say.
What?
I didn't say.
I know, I'm just anticipating. I'm saying, Ayin, you know, whatever Shoresh should tell you that there are nothing.
This is a strongest group of Ezra's theory.
Which, that what?
That adding any other motivation destroy
the what? Yeah, I don't think I said that. Let's look at the Bach in Tafresh Chaf Hei for a second as well. same idea. Tafresh Chaf Hei is Hilchos Sukkah. In other mitzvos, go ahead. Kilo kasav sheichavin.
Shalom kibana.
Yeah.
I mean, what about here? He says,
"Shelo kiyem hamitzvah ketikuna im lo yichaven usa hakavana." He doesn't want to say there's some deficiency in the actual performance of the mitzvah. It's not ketikuna if you're deficient in these kavanos.
Here it just says for the Rishar mitzvah, you just need to kiyem hakayim mitzvah ketikuna.
Yeah, I don't know why. It sounds almost like here he's talking in mitzvah in tzrichas kavana language. Whereas in Simen Ches, he's in Mitzvah Tzichos Kavana language. Right? Mashmule Gankin Shetzor Sheichavim B'Shas Yeshiva Sasukah Hatam HaMechuvan B'Mitzvah. Notice that, right? Now, just want to say a little bit more about that. The is this a general point about tam hamitzvah, that sometimes you have to have a tam hamitzvah as part of your kavanas hamitzvah? Is that what he's getting at? I'll tell you, I'm just trying to figure out, is this connected to, like, there's this whole discussion at the Seder about Kol Shalom Regimel Dormi LePasach LeYatzei Ydei Chavaso, and that's referring to Pesach, Al Shum ShePasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Abadei Avoseinu, and Matzah, Al Shum Shlohispik, Bitzekam, etc., where it's like you're giving like a Tanya Mitzvah's explanation for the Mitzvah Hayom. Alright, sounds very similar, right? But just one, the difference is that one is past tense and one is Laman Yedu Dor Seichem.
What's past tense?
What? It's just general time mitzvahs. Okay, so that's fine.
The point is that you're bringing it up.
Yeah, part of the kiyum mitzvah is to have the time mitzvahs front and center in your performance of the mitzvah. At least where the Torah specifies the time explicitly, according to this Bach, right? It's a very important point for a time mitzvahs discussion. Like, the time mitzvahs on this view are not just like niceties about why the Torah commanded them, but why the Torah commanded them now bears on your obligation to know that reason to fully satisfy your performance of that mitzvah. That's a pretty important takeaway with respect to time and mitzvahs.
Or you can just, I mean,
in the case of where the Torah specifies it.
What are we saying? This is a baseline kavana?
No, this is already there's mitzvahs kavana. That's like a general kind of, Romeo will say it's an elementary kavana. But here I'm giving you this example of the Bach as, it's not technically part of the mitzvahs kavana, but it's a type of kavana that is a requisite aspect of certain mitzvos. According to the Bach, it's the mitzvos where the Torah specifies the tam, behedya, explicitly.
Well, why is that so exotic?
Why is it exotic?
Yeah.
I think because
we know that the baseline kavanah is not all.
Well, in Romian language.
Roman.
There are Romance languages and there are Roman language. Roman and Roman. In Romian languages. In Romian language, you want to say it's not so ambitious.
It's obviously not my language.
You're saying it's not ambitious. Romy, do you agree that it's not
the
Yeah, Yoni's saying what's ambitious about this Bach?
I don't.
You should, like, when you sit in the sukkah, that you know, like, why you're sitting in the sukkah. That's not ambitious.
I think
why
it's ambitious.
Just finish at certain minutes.
I mean, you just learned the same rachina.
He's not saying that if you didn't do that thing, you would say.
He says you're not mekayim the mitzvah kitikuna.
Yeah. For sure, it's not. I don't think it's related to the concept of mitzvah at all.
Here he says in Simen Ches.
No, it's.
One second, Simen Ches.
It's not active. Doesn't mean it's not ambitious.
Right. And Simon Ches says, Ki Iker HaMitzvah V'Kiyuma Tluya V'Kavanasa. Iker HaMitzvah V'Kiyuma, that's a very strong language.
Iker.
Right, it means like the main point, maybe you could satisfy something, but the main purpose of the mitzvah is to accomplish this thing, which is tied up with the Kavanah.
Right, isn't that just like shot in the crowd? Like, obviously.
What?
Obviously, if the Torah is giving a reason for the mitzvah, obviously that's the
weakest. No, you might say the reason. You might say the Torah indulges time and mitzvahs appetites every now and then. Just like every now and then, I indulge my kids with allowing them to eat junk food. But it's what?
It's kind of weird. Torah is like, yeah, we'll do this sometimes.
Only if you start with a generalized Tanya mitzvah's worldview. If you think every mitzvah has a Tanya behind it, then it's weird that sometimes. But the, I mean, you don't need to take.
Well, Vasa's not saying that you don't have a Tanya behind it. You're saying you're part of it.
That's exactly the point. You might not be getting at a Tanya mitzvah's concern here. You might just be saying part of the mitzvah is the kavan, not the Tanya for the mitzvah. I'm saying, what's the general like objection to Tanya mitzvah? Well, how can you understand Chachma Sabore that he? You know, that this is the reason why he commanded this mitzvah.
Yeah.
So that I'm saying, saying that part of the mitzvah is to have this kavana is not the same thing as saying that God was motivated to command this because of this concern, the kavana concern, right? Like, those are two different things. So, I don't think that he's here getting at a general tama and mitzvah thing. I think that he's just saying, well,
yeah, I think these are very specific cases, meaning they're.
So they are specific cases, but I just want to say there is a very strong resistance out there to any sort of tama and mitzvah indulgence. That's,
right.
So I just think the fact that.
But here, I think it's different. Again, like they're so tied into the mitzvah. I mean, the mitzvah of Sukkah is mind the door, thinking about Sukkah, so shaft. I mean, that's the mitzvah of Sukkah, is understanding that God. You know, set us in this text of the Sukkah. I mean, that's, you don't need to necessarily go into the time of the mitzvah. So, like, it's inherent in the mitzvah itself, in the performance of the mitzvah.
I think that's the distinction that we're collapsing here.
Yeah.
That's the point. The point is that you shouldn't consider it as external to the commitment.
Right. It's not external.
It's not external, right. But that's the pleasant point. But same for Kol Shalom Rogim Odron, the Pesach Leotze De Chobasya. There are certain mitzvahs for whom the tam could be external to the mitzvah, but then there are certain mitzvahs where the tam becomes not just that the tam is internal, but it's internal to the kiyum, and therefore it's internal to the kavana that you have to fulfill the mitzvah kitikuna. So if you're sitting in the sukkah and all you have is the Baruch Shalom commanded me to sit in the sukkah, then you didn't fulfill the mitzvah in the proper way. So someone who's so machbid on not getting into time and mitzvahs can't fulfill yeshiva basukah properly. Because you have to know, not only that Hashem commanded us to sit in sukkahs, but He commanded us to sit in sukkahs, ki basukahs v'shavti es b'nei Yisrael, v'tzios ameres Mitzrayim. Same for Pesach.
What does properly mean?
Huh?
Well, like, what is it properly
mean? Why are you getting hung up on the mach? I mean, I guess it is a good point. Why is it not mach? Why is it not, if it's so important, why is it not?
What is properly mean? Every mitzvah has deeper love. Like, to do a mitzvah more proper than, like, no?
But it tells you, it points to what the purpose of the mitzvah is. I mean, the proper way is the way that, like, it was intended. No, for some reason, you can also...
Well, how are you able to deal with it without the proper way?
I can imagine it being different levels.
What does it even mean to be yotze?
No.
Like, if you're trying to go play,
what does it mean to be yotze? That's one of the issues here, right?
Yeah.
If by being yotze just means you don't have to do it again.
Yeah.
I mean, yotze is being like the Torah says to do something to do that.
You did it. You checked it. Check the box.
Nah.
No.
I don't know what it means to be yotze.
It's like at the end of a semester, people have the hand in a paper. Everyone's yotze. Everyone who hands in the paper is yotze handing in the paper. Some people are yotze at the C level. Some people are yotze at the D level. Some people are yotze at the C level. Yeah, if at the F level, you're not yotze. That's what it means. You gotta take the course.
It's
again.
Such an important.
And that's what it means. Kitikuna means. Well, I think it's very reasonable, right?
Kitikuna. It's not even. It's not a little bit. Yeah, it's kitikuna. What does that even mean?
A level, B level, C level, F level.
Which is
Kitikuna.
Yeah, what is...
Well,
which, where on that is Kitikuna?
Somewhere between a B plus and above.
I like to think that if you just...
The point is it an F or is it a pass?
Well,
pass is
a pass. If you don't do it.
Pass is your turn. If you don't have Kitikuna, it's Kitikuna. Either not or pass or A. Right, so which one if you don't do
a
Kitikuna?
It's not A. It's for sure not A. It's my point. At least I think that if you just... If you're sitting in the sukkah, you know kibbutz sukkah is shatim. That's not an A. There's definitely way deeper levels.
No, that is.
What's deeper? Shem Yichud Kutcher Brichu
Shmitei? I don't know.
This is the famous Jew of Yehuda. We don't get into the, that takes away, that detracts. Takes away from your kavanah l'shem mitzvah if you're doing it to miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shechina.
Yeah, isn't that true?
That's what the Rav thinks, that's what the Nevi Yehuda thinks, seems to think. We'll talk about that a little later on. Okay. One second. This tour?
Yeah.
All right, so Ezra's going to read the tour because he likes the tour. Tour, top Reish Chaf, hey guys. That was an excellent exemplification of Kore Lahagia.
It's really long.
Right. Yeah, I think the Bach Diak is which the first line where he talks about the Man Yidid Urasecha and why is the tour telling us the reason here.
That's all part is the tour doesn't have to tell the reason.
Right, so the Bach saying that no, this is really built into the Ikar Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Yishosim Mechavein, that the... I assume you would say the same thing for Pesach also. That's the man...
He doesn't, though.
It's because the Mishnah already tells you, Kol Shlomar Gimel. Maybe we'll do a little bit of a shir on that.
But the Torah doesn't say that. Where does the Torah say that?
Well, it says you got it to Labincha, right? Certainly the Karm Pesach is supposed to be to
what do you
think? It's not explicitly formulated in those ways.
Okay, so I don't think it's the same did as these things. So.
Okay, well, what's reserve judgment until we.
I would say, at least according to the Bach.
Maybe.
So this is an anti Timeless point?
I've seen this?
Yeah.
No, it's a pro Timeless point.
No, he's saying the Torah wouldn't have just given us a Tom for no reason.
The Bach?
It's just a legal thing. It's like a halachic.
No, I think it's saying that when the Torah gives you the Tam, it's telling you that the Tam is not just lurking in the background. You know, it's not just kind of like a background history or a philosophical basis for the mitzvah. It gets packed into the mitzvah itself. This relates to Leif's article that he sent out about the Mora versus the Yad. Yeah, but, you know, cause some of the article was silly in how it talked about, like, law and philosophy, law versus philosophy. Like, obviously, there are certain aspects of law that are more philosophical, and there are aspects of philosophy that are legal, you know. Same thing here. Like, there's tami mitzvos that are background, facts, justifications,
right.
Goals,
ones that are more
built into to the law itself.
Right.
What's happening here is that you have, like, sometimes when the Torah explicates the Tam, the Bach is hypothesizing that those are cases where the Tam gets baked into the Kiyum Mitzvah itself. Ad kedei kach, you have to be mechavim for the Tam.
Why would you read that as an explication? representation of like a time that would otherwise be lurking in the background. So why does the time need, why does the Bach need to be molded to that background time? Or let me ask, actually ask, what do you think of time for a mitzvah is? What does it mean to speak of time and mitzvahs? Beyond just saying the reason for a mitzvah.
Hashkafashir. Hashkafashir topic.
It's 108.
Well?
It's 108. 22 minutes left.
All right. What is it?
We have 21 minutes left before the shir.
That's a long shir.
How you went on for 2 hours?
We started a new standard: 2 hours and 40 minutes for the shir. No, that's great. Romy wasn't even here for it.
Did you listen?
You didn't listen to 2 hours and 40 minutes. You don't know the Groz objections, the Magen Avraham.
He didn't have to do the Bechina, so
that's crazy.
I mean, I didn't really know the Groz objections either, but that's the second one.
That's great stuff.
Did you look at Bechina, by the way?
Not yet.
I quoted Romy.
Quoted Romy?
Romy
stuff. He just lifted 2 paragraphs from
Two paragraphs is called out. 4 sentences.
I don't want to explain this. I'm just going to say the quote Romy.
He had a really good formulation.
Great.
And I quoted it. I didn't steal it. Thank you very much.
Wait, yeah, okay, so what do you think of Tom from this video?
A tam?
Yeah.
I think a tam is like a rationale, a goal, a purpose,
a reason. Why did God command us to do this?
Kivyachol, maybe. Yeah.
If you could, I don't. Why would the Bach be saying that the tam, like if God commanded us because He was motivated for us to have this kavana? Why can't it just be the part of the mitzvah is the kavana? And when the Torah tells you that it's laman x, you need to have kavana for x. That's part of the tzibur.
Maybe the Bach is saying that.
But that's anti tam and mitzvahs.
Why?
Because the Bach would, in that case, wouldn't be moda to.
You're saying we should
actually give
me time. You're saying we should be agnostic. It's like the Rav on the problem of the evil, we should be agnostic about whether the evil came about because of our ma'asim arayim, but as like a normative thing. We should be agnostic about whether the sukkah is l'man yididur seichem kiva sukkah s'shavti es b'nei Yisrael as a factual matter. But we should machaving for that in our Akima mitzvah.
No, as in, we don't, you could say like this, we don't know why God commanded us to sit in the sukkah.
We do, he said, L'man yididur seichem kiva
sukkah s'shavti
es
b'nei Yisrael.
That's
the doctrine going against that. Right, as in
general. It's part of the mitzvah.
Right, exactly. As in, part of the mitzvah is that you should have in mind L'man X. I'm doing this L'man X. That doesn't mean that the whole reason why God commanded us to sit in the sukkah. Because you can ask.
I don't know about the whole.
Okay,
you got the whole.
There could be motivations that we don't understand.
I'm not saying it exhausts all of them, but it's a part.
But that's the point. As in, the reason people don't like Tamei and Mitzvos, one of them, I don't know.
The whole reason why people don't like Tamei.
One reason is because, how can you understand God's will? You can't know that. So the Bach doesn't have to deal with that, because the Bach's not being molded to the idea of a general time. Like, for Ramban to say that, the reason why, what do you call it? The mitzvah not to marry your own divorcee after she gets remarried, because you don't want to spread britzos in the land. You know, that's a real time for a mitzvah. That's not
no,
a mitzvah. That's because that's actually saying that God commanded this because he was motivated. He didn't want to have this general sense of promiscuity spreading throughout Eretz Yisrael. That's different than just saying that part of the mitzvah is you need to have this kavana, right? Here Rabban saying the whole reason for X mitzvah is explainable in terms of why. You see the difference there? Am I?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. Why would you?
No,
say
no. That? Yes, that's the difference.
But why would you say that?
That's why you should say what?
Can I just give you the box formulation? Mashmalei gam kein. So the tour, you know, when the tour read the pesukim, it kind of rang to him. Shetzarech sheyichaven b'shas yeshivas hasukah hata'am hamichuvan b'mitzvah. Doesn't that formulation of the Bach imply that like it's not just like we're agnostic on the Maimonidean or Nebuchim Sefer Achinuch Tamei Mitzvos project, but here part of the Maisa Mitzvah of the Yad is to be Mechavein? No, he's saying there is a Tamei Mitzvah, and in these cases, part of the Mitzvah is to be Mechavein to the Tam.
I don't know. I think that's...
You also don't know Romy, or
no,
you know?
No, I agree.
You have to agree.
I don't understand.
I think that that's fair if you have a very limited view of it. Like, most people, like Tame and Mitzvos, they mean something deeper than just, like, X. They mean,
What do they mean?
I'm saying, let's say that the Mitzvos are entirely experimental in terms of that divine.
Entirely. What's entirely. Like, holy, entirely.
And, I don't understand. The Tom for the Mitzvah is just this command. Why did God command X? Oh, because one of us had this command. So then you could ask on the problem of the Mitzvah. Why did God command this aspect? So
it's not that he wanted that. Like, he wants future generations to know what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Right, so why, I'm saying, then why did he command any aspect of the Mitzvah?
That's what the Torah is trying to figure out, how each detail fits in.
Okay.
No.
I don't know about the
problem. Probably.
I'm saying you could then say that about
possibly.
Possibly, yeah. I don't know.
You're asking time. We could. I think we should do time and mitzvahs properly, just like we have to do our theory of the determinants of halacha properly.
All the principles. I'm so happy you asked the question. I told her you asked the question.
The fact that you asked that question showed that you didn't understand anything. That's what my last semester or this semester that you.
I don't understand the principles and rules more questions.
No, because if you had to ask a question about principles and rules in this semester of Athena, it would have just been taken from last semester and asking you to apply this semester, which would have been like an unlikely thing for her to do.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said don't do it.
I haven't feel like I'm learning. I feel like I just
understand
the day one. It's not smart. I feel like I just don't have. I don't understand my methods well enough.
I can attest to the fact that he does.
What does that mean?
If I knew enough to explicate the problem that I have,
he wants to know if you should have Yotze the Samachta Bechagetha by when he's born.
Whoa, that's a different channel.
Alright, one second. I think we covered a good ground today. We have this question of Mrs. Chichas Kavana. We have this different type of Kavana related to mitzvos that the Bach is introducing us via the tour, a very important other dimension of Kavana. So it's at least two different types of Kavanos and mitzvos. Now, we're going to have a third and a fourth types of Kavanos. Third, at least, the type of special Kavana that comes up in the concept of Kriya Shema. That's the Rashba's explanation. You guys saw the Rashba?
Yeah.
Very nice Rashba. The Meiri, I think, says something similar but different, but similar. Kivun. And then we'll see by tefillah also. This also this apparel, like this idea of a different type of kavana for tefillah. So why don't we say for next year, let's talk about the Rashba, the Meiri about Kriyashma, and then the Rambam and Reb Chaim for tefillah.
Is the Meiri on?
I thought so.
The short Meiri?
I mean.
Wait, 1 second. Did I not put them in? Maybe you're on
YouTube.
Yeah, it's on page 3, I think. We saw this movie earlier in this month, but it's just not in the right place. I'll reorganize it. All right, should we stop here or should we go in for another hour?
You know what I'm saying?
Stop here? All right, shkach, everyone.